Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Read People Like a Book by Patrick King is a practical nonfiction guide focused on human behavior, social perception, and interpersonal communication. Rather than presenting reading people as a mysterious talent, the book frames it as a learnable skill built from psychology, observation, emotional intelligence, and attention to nonverbal signals. Its purpose is to help readers understand what drives people beneath their surface behavior, including emotions, intentions, fears, and habits. The book draws on familiar psychological ideas such as motivation, personality differences, body language, and facial expressions, while keeping the presentation accessible and oriented toward everyday use. It is aimed at readers who want to improve conversations, recognize inconsistency between words and actions, and respond more effectively in relationships, work settings, and negotiations. The central idea is not to manipulate others, but to interpret behavior more accurately and communicate with greater insight. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, human behavior is presented as the product of hidden motivations, not isolated actions. A core argument of the book is that surface behavior rarely explains itself. Patrick King encourages readers to treat actions as the visible outcome of deeper psychological drivers, such as unmet needs, emotional history, self-protection, and personal values. This is why the book gives attention to concepts like the shadow self, the inner child, and Maslow's hierarchy of needs. These frameworks are not presented as abstract theory for its own sake. They are used to show that people often react from unresolved pressures or basic needs rather than from logic alone. The practical implication is that judgment becomes less reliable than analysis. Instead of asking only what someone did, the reader is pushed to ask why that behavior made sense to that person in that moment. This shifts people reading from guesswork toward structured interpretation, which is the book's first major distinction from simpler body language guides. Secondly, body language and microexpressions are treated as evidence that must be interpreted in context. The book devotes substantial attention to nonverbal communication because much of human emotion is expressed outside formal speech. It discusses posture, gestures, facial expressions, and microexpressions as sources of information that may confirm or contradict what a person says. Patrick King's emphasis, however, is not that one gesture can reveal a complete truth. The more careful point is that clusters of cues, especially when they conflict with verbal claims, can indicate discomfort, fear, uncertainty, or deception. That makes observation a disciplined process rather than a quick trick. The reader is taught to compare words with timing, expression, and physical behavior instead of treating any single sign as decisive. This matters because people often assume body language reading is about spotting lies instantly, when the stronger use case is identifying emotional tension and unspoken intent. The book therefore positions nonverbal analysis as one layer in a broader interpretation system, not as a standalone method. Thirdly, personality frameworks are used as practical shortcuts for anticipating behavior patterns. Another important theme is the use of personality models to organize social observation. The book references the Big Five, MBTI, and the Enneagram as ways to think about recurring behavior patterns and interpersonal preferences. These systems are not offered as perfect scientific answers, but as tools that can help the reader form workable hypotheses about how someone may respond under stress, how they may communicate, and what type of environment they may prefer. In that sense, the book values pattern recognition over rigid labeling. The goal is to reduce the confusion of dealing with people as if each interaction is completely new. By noticing stable tendencies, the reader can adapt communication style more intelligently and avoid unnecessary friction. This use of personality theory also reinforces one of the book's main strengths. It combines broad psychological concepts with practical social application. The result is a framework for prediction that remains flexible rather than deterministic. Fourthly, empathy and emotional intelligence are presented as essential to accuracy, not as soft extras. The book repeatedly suggests that reading people depends on more than analytical observation. Emotional intelligence matters because accurate interpretation requires awareness of your own assumptions, emotional reactions, and biases. If a reader is irritated, defensive, or eager to confirm a suspicion, they are more likely to misread another person's motives. For that reason, empathy functions as a calibration tool. It helps the reader consider what the other person may feel before deciding what their behavior means. This is one reason the book treats reading people as both a science and an art. Scientific observation provides structure, but empathy prevents interpretation from becoming cold or mechanically reductive. The practical value is significant in real relationships, where understanding often matters more than classification. By strengthening sensitivity to emotional context, the book helps readers respond in ways that are more respectful, accurate, and effective, especially when someone's behavior is ambiguous or internally conflicted. Lastly, the book applies people reading to communication, rapport, and lie detection in everyday settings. The final major dimension is application. Patrick King shows how people reading can improve real-world communication by helping readers adapt their approach, mirror others more naturally, and notice when something feels off. Mirroring, in this context, is not manipulation but a way of building ease by matching energy and style appropriately. The book also discusses how environmental clues, indirect questions, and social context can reveal more than direct questioning alone. That makes the method useful in everyday situations such as interviews, negotiations, friendships, and dating, where people rarely say everything directly. Lie detection is included, but it is framed cautiously as identifying inconsistencies and emotional leakage rather than achieving certainty from a single cue. The broader implication is that better observation improves both understanding and response. Instead of reacting only to what is said, the reader learns to respond to the whole communication process, which makes conversations more accurate and socially intelligent. In conclusion, Read People Like a Book is best suited for readers who want a practical introduction to human behavior, especially those interested in psychology, communication, negotiation, management, sales, coaching, or interpersonal self-improvement. It is also useful for general readers who want to become more attentive to body language, emotional inconsistency, and the motivations behind behavior. The book's main benefit is that it gives structure to something most people handle intuitively trying to understand why others act the way they do. It can sharpen observation, reduce naive assumptions, and improve the ability to adapt communication to different personalities and situations. What makes it stand out in its genre is its blend of accessible psychology with immediate social application. Many books on people reading focus narrowly on body language or on personality typing, but this one connects motivation, nonverbal cues, empathy, and practical communication into a single framework. It also avoids presenting reading people as magic or domination. Instead, it frames the skill as a way to become more accurate, more considerate, and more effective in everyday interactions. That balance between insight and usability is what gives the book its appeal. If you would like to support Patrick King, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.